This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, June 27th. God's word to you today is word dose. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 17, verse 22, and it says, "A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength." Today, I will start by giving you some statistics about stress that shocked me, and I'm sure it will interest you. Stress, they say, is the basic cause of 60% of all medical ailment. So 3 out of 4 doctor's visits are stress-related. Removing stress amounts to solving 60% of all sicknesses. This also means that the prayer line for people that need healing will be shorter, which will mean that there will be less work for pastor. Everybody will have less stress. Nigeria's average male life expectancy, the last time I checked, it may have changed, was 40 years. Meaning the average Nigerian man is not expected to live more than 40 years, and that is actually scary. For many of you that have broken that barrier already, you can see that you're unstoppable already. People are dying. You do not just know it, and you are there complaining. May God forgive you. Stress, they say, increases the risk of heart disease. By the way, the number one killer of these men is heart-related causes of death. Stress increases the risk of heart disease by 40%. It increases the risk of heart attack by 25%. Stress increases the risk of stroke by 50%. And that is huge. We need to talk about that in church and at our devotions because it is big. If you can take stress out of your life, you'll gain some years and inevitably look younger. When you take stress out, a lot of things fall into place. You'll be doing yourself a favor. You'll be glorifying God because your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Yet a lot of people make statements like, "This my stress," or "This thing is stressing me out," or "This job is so stressful." That is where you have to feed, and you're calling it stressful. Some people even say their children are stressful. Really, they are your children. They are going to be with you, hopefully till you die, and you call them stressful. So does this mean I'm telling you to deny the fact that your spouse is stressful? Not at all. I'm simply telling you that you will get what you say. I'm sure you want to be all that God has called you to be, but you cannot be all that God has called you to be if you are stressed out. The first thing to check is your language. Check your language. Then play a lot. Laugh a lot. Play. It is okay to play. You cannot be so serious all the time. It is okay to play. It is okay to laugh. I play and laugh a lot, and you should too, because it is scriptural. You need strength to fulfill your destiny. You need your health to enjoy your wealth. You need life to help other people. And God is saying, cheer up. Let us pray. Father, I open my life to you. Totally purge me of stress. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.